Okay, Ramban, Parshas Tazria Metzora. So the Ramban begins with the beginning of the Parsha that says, Isha ki Tazria v'yolda zachar, if a lady will be Mazria, she will have a boy. So Chazal say, if a lady's Mazra tchila, they'll have a boy. If the man is Mazria tchila, they'll have a girl. So what does that mean to be Mazras? So first of all, the Ramban takes for a davar Pashut, it seems, that Mazras refers to the egg, the woman's egg. The man's zera is obvious, but the woman's zera refers to the egg. And he says that don't take Mazras to mean that through the woman's egg, the baby is created, he says, because Chazal didn't see it that way. But whatever the reason is, it wasn't, in other words, it wasn't created from the egg, but rather it was created the way Chazal saw it was from the dam in the rechem, because it says that the man supplies the zera, the woman supplies the loben ha'ish, the loben of the child, and the woman supplies the dam that comes from the dam of the nekeva, and Hashem supplies the neshama. That's the three shutfim that are in a person. The man gives the loben, the woman, which is turns into the gidim and atzamos, and the woman gives the redness, which is the or and the basar, and the seyar, and the black of the eye. Okay. Anyway, that's the way Chazal said it. So when it says the Mazra Astchila, again, he seems to understand that that means the lady's egg. And it's not that it's Mazria, rather, the way Chazal said, it comes from the Dam of the Isha. And he says that the Rofim in his day thought that too. However, the philosophers disagreed in his day. He says the Greek philosophers feel that everything comes from the lady, except for the Hiyuli, which gives a tzura to the chomer, meaning a woman supplies all the physical part, the chomer of it, and the man, so to speak, is the DNA. That just provides, like, what it'll look like. I don't myself know exactly what we exactly say today. All I know is that the whether it'll be a male or female is determined by the man, meaning, because every woman has an X chromosome, I think, right? And the man has the Y chromosome. Anyway, the zera of the man determines what the child will be, whether it's male or female. So in that sense, that part's true, that it gives the tzura to the chomer in that sense. Anyway, so he brings different possibilities here. Okay. Then we have, so if she gives birth to a boy, so she's tamei 7 days, ki mei nidas devosa, like the days of her Nidas Devosa, she will be Tamei. So what does Devosa mean? So everyone seems to say it means some kind of sickness, because when a woman becomes a Nida, she has her menstruation, so then it's she feels sick, or can feel sick. So, you know, heavy, whatever. So it's a type of sickness, even though she's not actually sick, but that's how it feels. Rosheha kevedon ve'vereha kevedon alea. Yeah, that's some type of choli. Or the Ramban says more accurately a nega, but whatever. Something painful or unpleasant. If it's not a choli, it's a pain. Because Rashi says, and the Ibn Ezra seem to understand it's a choli, so the Ramban says more of a painful, but it's the same gist. But here's the part that's kind of more famous. The Ramban says it elsewhere, which is how they treated or thought about nidas back in those days. So we said nidas tvosa, but the nida part, the reason a woman's called a nida, who sees her cancer period, is because she yina duha. They like the word nidu, which means excommunication. People will stay far away from her. It is not like if you ask your average person, why is Anita called Anita? Even if they understand, even if they would answer you from the Lashon, that it comes from the Lashon Menuda, that kept far away, they would mean the husband and wife keep far away from each other. So the Ramban says, no, everybody kept far away from her. They used to view Anita as, somebody you don't want to be anywhere near, because if you get near her, I don't know, it's not good for you for whatever reason. So you don't even want her to look at you, you don't want to be anywhere near her. So they would keep her far away. And this, the Ramban says this by the story of Rachel when, Lavan came to look who stole his idols. And she said, and he comes into Rachel's tent and she says, I can't get up because, Derech Nashim Hili. and Lovin got out of there because you didn't want to be around a lady who was Anita. It was thought of as something you don't want to be around. So she wouldn't even want to get up. You don't want to be near. Just go away. So he said she wouldn't talk to anybody. Anything she stepped on would be like a dead guy stepped on it. Like all grossed out and cootie, you know. Keep it very far away. Okay. So he explains that's why there's such a chomer about the thing Anita sat on, more than what she touched. Because of this, it was, anything she touched on was like a mace touched on, sat on rather. And they wouldn't even, she wouldn't even be treated like a regular Mitzorah or something where you want to kick him out of the Machna. No, no. Just stay away. You put her locker indoors or whatever. Stay inside because their air was, mazik. So here by Yoledes, where she's kind of Tamei Nida for 33 days, it says, Teshev Bidmei Tara. It means she should stay where she gave birth. I mean, like, they don't want her walking around. You just stay in your seat. That place that you're Miyuchad, because we don't want Nidas walking around. That's why, again, her seat is more Chomer. The Tumma of sitting it, of where she sits is so Chomer because they didn't let her move. They didn't let her get, sounds very unusual to our worlds, but they didn't want her moving. They kept her in the place. Don't move around. Okay, moving on. Tzaras. Okay, so we have this very unusual thing in Tzaras. We have that you have the different levels of white. There's white as snow, that's the Baharis. There's white as wool, that's the Seis. And the Torah calls it deep. And that's the part that's a little tricky. What makes it deep? So Rashi says, this is in Perikid Gimel Pasuk Gimel, that if you see the nega bor habasar v'seir banega hafach levan umarei hanega amok meor b'sero, and the nega is deeper than or b'sero, the look of it is deeper. So then that's Taras. So what in the world does that mean, that it looks deep? So Rashi says, oh, because everybody know the sun looks deeper than the shade, so that's Taras, which is white, is going to be deeper than the skin. So the Rabban says that this is what leaves Rashi with a question. The next pasuk says, "In Baharis Lavanahi, which is super bright, Bor B'sero V'Amok In Mareha Min Or, but it's not deeper than the skin." So Rashi says, "Layadati Pirusha, I can't explain it. How can it not be? The Baharis, which is brighter, is somehow it's not deeper than the skin. How could that be?" And okay, so the Rabban answers that basically the trick is it's your eyes can't handle something very bright. So there's certain types of white, like looking in the sun. You can't look in the sun. So since your eyes can't look there, or your eyes can't be collate the brightness of it, so it appears deeper to you, appears far away. So that's all if there's nothing else there, just white, so then it'll look deep. But what if there's a black hair sticking into it, coming out of it? If it's a black hair coming out of it, your eyes can focus on the black hair, and through that you can see the whole thing, and the whole thing will look like it's nearby. So he says, by the Baharis, it says that this araloha fachlavan, that means the hair was still black. So that's why it's amok in maram in or. That's why it didn't seem so deep, because he had the black hair to catch on. As opposed to the first pasuk, which said that it is deep, that was talking about where the hair turned white. So then the whole thing appears deep. Okay. Now later on, you have by the shchin, it says, b'makom shchin se'is levana, O Baharis Levana Adam Demis. So you have this Seis, which is white. Or you have the Baharis, which is usually whiter, but it's Adam Demis. It's got some red in it. And then you show that to Kohen, and then it says, Vera Kohen Vinei Maris Shafal Min HaOr. It uses a different lashon, not Amok, Shafal, which is not steep, but not like a little bit deeper, not much. And there it's Sarah Hafach Levan. There the hair is white. So, since it's the Baharis, which is normally super bright, but it's got red in it, so then it's only a little bit deep. That's why it says, shuffle. And this ace is never that white. It's not as white as the Baharis. And then Rabban says something even more fascinating. This whole thing about the getting the white splotch with the white hair coming through it, that's not actually Taras. That's the beginning of Taras. The Torah wants Nikias Gufam Farachika Haholi as a mitchiloso. See, Rabban understands Taras as a sickness, And Hashem doesn't want, he wants Nikias Gufam of Klal Yisrael. Taras Yisrael Nikias Gufam. So therefore, if this kind of splotch is coming out, you need to take care of it now. Don't wait till it's, till it's progressed. And then it can harm other people too. So rather, if once this thing starts going, you have to go by yourself. Go away till, and make, wait till it heals. In other words, once the splotch starts spreading, right, they put the person in Hezger, and the white starts spreading, so then they know it's real Taras, meaning it's gonna grow into some bad disease called Taras. He has to do tshuva and all that. But it's really just the beginning. It's the beginning of Taras, these splotches. Okay, then we have, so the Kohen puts him in Hezger, it says, V'nei ha'nega amad be'inav. So the Kohen's gonna see that it did not spread. So now, how's he going to see it didn't spread? So that's what the Ramban says, why it says Einov. He's going to use his eyes and look, meaning he's not going to bring out his ruler or his tape measure. He's just going to look at it. If it looked to him like it didn't spread, it didn't spread. If it looks like it did spread, it did spread. It's not the kind of thing that you look, you know, like with the lulavit, with the esrog, with the loop. You're not measuring it. It's not that kind of thing. It should just be the Mar Eliyah coin. Whatever it looks to him, if it spread, then it's a problem. If it didn't spread, then not. Okay, then we have the Taras in the hair. So if the person gets tzaras on their skin, where not a place of hair, so then we said you have a white blotch, and you have inside of it white hair. That's b'makom basar. If the person has a tzaras in their hair, so Rashi says, then the hair has to turn yellow. Okay. Makes it sound like that's the only difference. Or gold, whatever. It makes it sound like that's the only difference. The Ramban says, no, that is not the only difference. There's a major difference. The other major difference is, in the rest of the, you know, in the basar, the skin has to turn white. In the hair, the skin has to turn nothing. We don't care what the skin looks like. What matters is, did the hair fall out? Hair has to fall out a certain amount and grow back in that spot, this golden or yellowish hair. That's a sign of the disease. If where the hair is, the hair falls out and it's replaced by some small little yellow gold hair, then that's taras. Whereas in the basar, regular other parts, and then it's if it has turned white and then the white hair grew out of it. Okay, and that's all according to the Sifra. According to the Tosefta, Ramban says, the hairs fall out, it must be replaced by a white splotch and then have the yellow hair grow out of it. And the Ramban also brings a machlokes about what the karachas or kabachas is. That is to say, if he just got through telling you that anesek by definition means hair fell out, so what's the karachas or kabachas that we talk about? He brings two opinions. One version is that karachas or gabachas are things that are supposed to be bald, so those get treated like they're basar, like the back of the head or the front of the head. And others say that it refers to whether the hair is going to come back or not. So nesek is when it can come back, and Marita is when it will never come back. Okay, anyway, let's keep moving. The next thing is much less technical. So we have the Taras of Begadim. The Taras of Begadim, Ramban points out, is obviously a miracle. In other words, if a person gets a splotch on their skin, we just got through saying the Ramban understands that to be some kind of sickness, a disease. Maybe it's a disease that comes from spiritual stuff, but whatever it is a disease. Your clothes getting taras is just absolute nace. And the Ramban says this is only in Eretz Yisrael. And not only in Eretz Yisrael, only after Kibush V'chiluk. So this was a total nace, and it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Not because it's a mitzvah tli baritz, it's not. But it's still only in Eretz Yisrael. And there are many things that are only in Eretz Yisrael. Samach. There's all kinds of things that have to do with only Eretz Yisrael that are not mitzvah tli baritz. This is one of them. Taras is only in Eretz Yisrael, and after Kibush V'chiluk, because that's when the Shechinah would be sure in Klal Yisrael, and when everybody's calm and the wars are over, that's when the Shechinah is sure in Klal Yisrael, and that's when, if there's a problem, you'll see it in the clothes. And it's interesting, why is it that the clothes clothing with colors is not subject to tzaras unless it's naturally colored, meaning if it was just that the color it was born, not that you dyed the wool blue, but some natural fiber that is naturally a certain color, then tzaras can be applied to it. If it's dyed, then tzaras, you know, if you colored it, then tzaras can't. So he says, because maybe it's not an ace if it was dyed. Maybe it was just discolored because the paint went bad or whatever, and it's not esbelokim. So only if it's completely natural, then it's a total ace, and then it becomes tzaras. Okay, that's it for Tezria. Moving on to Metzora. Okay, so if the Metzora wants Tara, the Kohen goes out to him, and he forces him, it's not optional, he's forced to become Tahar, once his time to become Tahar comes. And he has to bring these different karbanos. So the first part is you take two birds, and you're going to shaft one bird, and you're going to dip the other bird in blood with some other stuff. You let the bird fly away. Throw the bird out up in the Yesedah. So first off, what kind of bird? What's a bird? So he says, the Ramban says, it looks from Chazal and Chulin, that all Ofos Tahorim are called a Tzipor. So B'dievet, any kind of Tahor bird would be called a Tzipor for this. But L'chatchili is supposed to use its Tzipor drawer, which is the type of bird that if it's in your house, it'll escape you. So some kind of small bird. And of course, the tzipor is talkative. To be metzaftef, that's the word tzipor comes from. Talks, which he says. So someone speaks lashnar, and someone's talking too much. So they have to bring this carbon of tziporim. And he brings the chazal, say, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Yevo kol v'yechaper al kol. Voice should come and be mechaper and voice. Okay, and you also have the Eteres, the Shnei Salas, the Ezov. So you have a cedar tree, which is big and tall, a Talas, and then an Ezov, which are small things. Ezov is a hyssop, or hyssop, whatever, it's a small plant. And, so these other things are low, and the Eteres is big. This is, and he points out, this is like Pesach Mitzrayim. So in the Karban Pesach, you also have the Ezov, and you have a Bai Metzora. Okay, anyway, then you send out this bird, Alpanei HaSedeh. So why Alpanei HaSedeh? So the Ramban explains being sent Alpanei HaSedeh is similar to the Tzir Mishtalech, which is thrown La'azazel, which is both a little bit Kabbalistic, but it's almost like throwing a bone to the Sitra Achra, like he explains, and we'll see. That, not this week's parsha, but in the Sira Mishtaleach, when he gets thrown off the cliff, that's, the Ramban compares that to giving the Yetzirah for some food, that Hashem, you're offering the karma to Hashem, and he says, give it, you know, hand it to the Yetzirah. And that's somehow a kapara. So here too, for this Baal Lashon Hara, we send the bird al Pnei HaSadeh, which is where the Mazikim are. And it's that kind of thing, same idea to the Sira La'azazel. Okay, now after the birds, we have, he has to cut all his hair. And then he comes on the seventh day, he has to cut all his hair again. And then he brings more karbanos. On the eighth day, he brings two sheep, or two lambs, and one male lambs, one female lamb. Okay. So, one of the kevises is an asham. One is a chatas, one's an ola. Okay. So what is each one being mechaper for? So the Ramban says, the asham's being mechaper on what was done before he's in. Lashon Hara beforehand. And the chatas is being mechaper, and that which he did during the time he was behechlet. Or behezger, whatever. When he was, in his tzarastis. Because maybe in his tzar, he's kicked out of the Jewish people and mortified, maybe he would say something not nice about Hashem. So that there's a kapara for that. So the Asham is a kapara on what he did beforehand, the actual Lashon Hara. According to this, the Chatas is for what he did while he was in Hezger. And the Ola, the Mincha that he brings, that's as, you know, as that he should be able to be Tahar. Okay, which is why it says v'chipir alav hakohen v'tahir. Now, the Chassam Sofer has a big problem with this Ramban, because there seems to be a Gemara that's the Chassam Sofer in Shut, or Chassam Sofer, Achaim Kufay Dalad. It says, the Gemara says explicitly in Menachos and Daf Tzadi Aleph and Bey is not like this. Because there it says that the Ashram is the Hakshir and the Chattis is the Chaper. So that would seem to be a Stira to what the Rabban is saying here. So he says, B'dochek, you could say it means that it's the gemar of this, meaning after he brings the korban chatas, so his sin is not so bad, so it's like machshir, it begins the hachshara process that the ola and the mincha finish. Okay, it's a dochek. I don't know, tzarachin. Okay. Then we have nigei batim, that the houses can get tzaraas. Same thing, obviously that's a complete nace. Batim can't get sick, so that's another nace. Now by the nigei tzaraas we have that if you cut out the problem stones that had the nega on them and it grows back, then it's tamei. So the Ramban says it doesn't have to grow back in the same place. It could grow back some other place. As long as it's the same house, if it grows back somewhere else, it'll still be tamei. Okay, then the Ramban at the end, the very last Ramban, talks about the Zava and the Zava. So the Ramban explains the reason for Tumas Zov Be'ish is because it's a sickness. And you have to give Hodah to Hashem who healed you from your sickness. And you need a Chatas to be Mechaper that the person shouldn't get sick again. That's a Tumah of Ziva for a man. Then he says the reason for Tumah Shech Vazera, even though it's normal, because you don't know if it led to any birth, and maybe it's this called Nishchazaro, and therefore it has some kind of Tumah to it. It's like Thomas Mace type of thing. Then we have the Zava, which is Anida, Alvaid, who's Anida, just sees within her 7 days. She doesn't bring a carbon, or she becomes a Zava, which is she saw 3 days outside of those 6 days, and then that's unusual. He says that brings a carbon because it's the same thing. That already is a sickness. Regular Anida is not a real sickness. This is a real sickness, so she has to bring a carbon as a Dal Hashem that she's not sick anymore. Okay, I think we're going to hold it here.